You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I talked about what we spend and owe at the top of the show. A lot of us spend our money at the grocery store over the weekend. That's a little tough right now if you shop at a Market Basket grocery store in New England. There are 71 of them, and almost every one had protests this week. Protests in support of, get this, the millionaire former CEO. The company's board pushed him out in a massive family feud, and now the chain is losing millions of dollars as thousands of employees and customers have hit the streets. We asked WGBH reporter Rupa Shenoy to get to the bottom of this story.
For the past few years, there's been a ton of talk about economic inequality and an angry 99%. So the idea that regular people would take to the streets to support a corporate CEO might seem as strange as dogs and cats living together or Democrats and Republicans having a picnic to politely discuss policy. But people like Market Basket employee Jonathan Pica are taking to the streets.
I'm out here doing what I believe is right, what I stand up for a man who would do the same for us.
That man is Arthur T. Demoulas, the former CEO of the Market Basket grocery chain. Now, that middle initial T is important because there is another Arthur Demoulas, an Arthur S. Demoulas. He's RDT's first cousin. And as family will sometimes do when great amounts of money are involved, these two Arthurs have been fighting over Market Basket for decades. That fighting over the company their grandfather founded came to a climax this summer when Arthur S. managed to oust Arthur T. as CEO by consolidating family support. Workers balked. They picketed and urged a boycott. And at the end of the first week, they rallied.
The media says that they've never seen anything like this before. And I heard a professor on the radio the other day, and he said, this is unprecedented and historic. Well, I got news. Welcome to Market Basket!
That's RDT's nephew, Mike Kettenbach. He's standing on a black truck parked in a strip mall in front of a Kmart and addressing thousands of people wearing shirts with the words RDT or simply ATD. And these protests have had a huge effect on Market Basket's business. Just as regular people and employees taking to the streets to protest a CEO's firing might seem like a precursor to the apocalypse, the stores look like the end times have already happened. The shelves are bare, and everyone seems to be gone from Market Baskets. Meanwhile, supporters of RDT have even written songs like this one that was put on YouTube.
A tisky, a tasky, dear Market Basket, firing your loyal employees, that's pretty classless.
And that brings us to this bigger question. Why RDT? What is it about the guy that has made people so angry he's been forced out of Market Basket? Well, the people here at these rallies tell stories about him calling them personally when their children were in the hospital, or giving out unexpected college scholarships, or just coming through stores regularly and shaking people's hands, making them feel respected. And more than that, they say RDT was generous. Picketer Carol Medina says she and her husband raised a family of four solely on his assistant manager's salary.
When so many families depend on everything that RDT has done for them years and years, and now they just want to, you know, they want to trim it and just make these changes, and it's just unfair. It's just unfair.
It's hard to find people who disagree. And besides the dismissal of RDT, the public isn't really complaining about anything the company's done. But it's not as if the CEOs are making a case for the company. They've declined repeated requests for comment. Lately, the two new CEOs have been issuing general email statements. First, they asked employees and customers to give them time to earn their trust. Then they asked workers to return to their jobs and promised there'd be no penalty. And then the new CEOs set a deadline for workers to return or lose their jobs, this coming Monday. Former warehouse supervisor Dean Joyce was fired after protesting, and he says the company won't be able to recover without him and his workers.
They brought in a few, we'll call them substitute workers, but those guys couldn't shine the shoes of my guys. They couldn't shine the shoes, and maybe they have six guys in there trying to fill in for me. Good luck to them. They are in way over their heads. They have no idea what they're doing. Well, I have three things to say. ATD, number one.
As for Arthur T. Demoulas, he's issued just one statement saying 8 fired employees should be reinstated. But very quietly, he's been gathering support from investors to make his own bid to outright buy the company from the rest of his family. He says his offer is fair. The Market Basket Board of Directors has been considering it for a week while losing millions of dollars in business and watching as their customers and employees fight for a man in the 1%. In Boston, I'm Rupa Shenoy for Marketplace.